Basahin ko ang ating talata this morning, mga kaibigan, mga kapatiran, sa Nehemiah chapter 7, verses 1 to 4 for our God's Word for Today devotional. Kumusta na po kayong lahat at magandang umaga po sa inyo lahat. Nang ang pader ay naitayo na at nailagay ko na ang mga pinto, ang mga banday pinto, mga mang-aawit at ang mga libita ay nahirang na. Aking ibinigay kay Hanani na aking kapatid at kay Hananeas na tagapamahala ng kuta ang pamamahala sa Jerusalem sapagkat siya ay isang higit na tapat na lalaki at natatakot sa Diyos kaysa marami. Sinabi ko sa kanila, huwag bubuksan ang mga pintuan ng Jerusalem hanggang sa ang araw ay uminit at samantalang sila'y nagbabanday, isara nila ang at ikandado ang mga pinto. Humirang kayo ng mga bantay mula sa mamamayan ng Jerusalem. Bawat isa, isa-isa kanyang binabantayan at bawat isa sa tapat ng kanyang bahay. It's a joy to know that there are people really who are exemplary because they are God-fearing and faithful. Ito yung makikita natin when Nehemiah endorsed their leadership to Hanani and Hananiah because they were faithful and God-fearing men than many. A faithful and God-fearing man than many. Sa ating nabasa, we could think that it was a joyous occasion kasi po ang gates, ang pinto, the gates were finally attached to complete, to mark the completion of the revealing of the wall while the singers and the Levites were there to lead the people in worship. So, immediately sa pagtapos talaga ng rebuilding the wall, when they attached the last door, the last gate, they were worshiping the Lord. What a lesson para sa atin lahat. Na itong walls na to were not rebuilt so the people of Jerusalem could look nicer and they can feel better. Hindi naman masama yun that you will look nicer and feel better, but that was not the purpose. They were rebuilt so they could worship God with greater glory and freedom than ever before, di ba? The wall was not the end in itself, but the means. And dahilan ito ang wall na to that they will continue to praise and worship God. Now, they have the freedom, they have the security that they can gather to worship the Lord inside the walled city of Jerusalem without fear. That's the reason behind why the walls are to be put in place. It's not an end in itself. It's a means to an end, that is to praise and worship God. Nung natapos ng lahat, Nehemiah was true to his word that he was not after the leadership as of what he was accused. Kasi inakusun siya that he was interested really to become the governor. Pero hindi ginawa niya yun. The charge over Jerusalem was handed over by Nehemiah to his brother Hanani and Hananiah, the governor. For what reason? Because they were faithful and God-fearing among many. On top of being gifted and skillful, I believe both of these men were gifted and skillful in their own right, but it was their character and spirituality that was paramount. It stood out. Ang kanilang character at ang kanilang pagkamatakutin sa Panginoon. Wow. These rare treasures are not easy to find today, di ba? Ang katulad ni Hanani at Hananiah are rare treasures to find today in people. Sabi ni Solomon in Proverbs 20 verse 6, many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find. Daming magsasalita that I love the Lord, I do this, and I'm so close to the Lord. Pero ang tanong, a faithful man, who can find? Today, we are not short of men with great minds and skills. We have great men who can think and solve the deep mathematical problems of life, who can create sophisticated machines, who can create something that will blow our mind. But seldom could we find a man with great hearts. They are God-fearing and they are faithful to the Lord. Kung tingnan natin ang principle na tinuturo ng Panginoong Jesucristo, the true measure of our faithfulness ay sa ating faithfulness sa mga maliliit na bagay. He said in Luke chapter 16 verse 10, "One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in very little is also dishonest in much." In other words, our promotion ay galing sa Kanya at nagdidepende ito kung nakita niya na tayo faithful sa mga insignificant na mga bagay. What we are doing that maybe people will look at them that they are too small, they are insignificant, but we are faithful to those things. Ang halimbawa natin dito ay si Jose. When Joseph became a prisoner, he was in charge of the prisoners inside the cell, of course. May mga ginagawa siya. But he was faithful. He was not complaining. He was not murmuring. He just did the best that he can. And we know the story. Because of his faithfulness on those little things, after all, may magagawa bang malalaki ang isang priso? May mga malalaki bang contribution sa society? They are a prisoner. It seems that they are doing what is very small and insignificant to the eyes of people. But in the case of Joseph, because he was faithful in those little things, at one time in his life, this prisoner became a prince. Itong priso na to na promote at naging prinsipe ng Egypt. Why? Because he was faithful. The Lord was with him. So what does this mean for us today? Today, let's put premium in honing or developing our character and relationship with the Lord above anything else. Ang sinabi ni Solomon, ay bantayan natin, ito po ang nakanyang na-observe. And tanda natin ito. He said in Proverbs 22 verse 29, sa King James Version, basahin ko, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." Ang isang tao po na diligent, skillful, ibig sabihin, one who is faithful, doing his best, not doing a mediocre work. Sabi po ni Solomon sa Ecclesiastes 9 verse 10, "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do all with all your might." Diligensya ang pangako ng Panginoon o ang obsubahan ni Solomon dito. He shall not stand before mean men, but he will stand before kings. Promotion from the Lord is measured or is based upon the little things that you do. I believe na anong ginagawa natin ngayon, whatever it is, simple as that, whatever it is, seen by people or not, is a preparation for something better tomorrow. Be faithful, because kung nakita tayo ng Panginoon that we are faithful in those little things, God will give us greater opportunities, because He said, "He who is faithful in little is faithful also in much." Hanani and Hanani did not dream, I believe, to become leaders in Jerusalem. But their faithfulness, lalo na ang kanilang pagkamatukutin sa Panginoon, yun po ang dahilan that they became in charge leaders in Jerusalem. Manalangin tayo. Thank you, Lord, for the example of Hanani and Hananiah. Help us to be like them. You promised, Lord, that sino po yung diligent in their business who are faithful, they will not stand before mean men, but they will stand before kings. Promotion does not come from the east nor from the west, but from you, Lord. Kaya Pastor, recognize that ang ginagawa namin na maliit sa mata ng tao, pero sa inyo napakamalaki, because tinitingnan nyo kung ang aming puso that are doing our best, not because of what people will say, how people will commend us or applaud us, but because we are doing it for the Lord and not unto men. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful truth today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.